to give you the greatest possible diversity. I found three lovely ladies from the USA, as in the University of St. Augustine, who are here on an assignment, I guess, what, to learn about access technology, what it is, and how people use it?
Right. Yes. Correct.
Okay, well, each of you give your names there from left to right.
Okay. My name is Brittany.
I'm Leslie.
And I'm Christy.
Brittany, Leslie, and Christy. Okay. So I'll start with you, Brittany. What did you come to learn, and what kind of amazed you? What did you not know, or what kind of surprised you that you never really thought of until you came in here and saw all these different pieces of hardware and software that people use?
Well, I came here to learn about just what's available for us as future occupational therapists and then our clients when we get out and actually are practicing. And what amazed me was just the variety of different communication devices that are out there, and one in particular was the head control for mouse work. I thought that was really cool.
And what about you, Leslie? What?
I really liked the braille readers, where you could type and then the braille would kind of come up through
the braille displays. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The braille displays. Those were really neat, I thought. And also, they have the new lightweight braille where you can type the braille and it will come up, but they're a lot more lightweight. So I liked those too.
How about you, Christy?
I really like the compact braille communication device from VisionQ, just wireless, being up to date with technology. And
oh, that is
very
cool.
Very easy.
Love to have one of those bad boys.
Yeah, it made me want one.
So what are your majors? Y'all majoring in the same thing? Is that?
Yes, we are. We are all students of occupational therapy.
And what does that involve?
Lots of school.
Lots of school.
Lots of late night studying.
Yes.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Did you research a lot before you came into this event today, or did you just come in and say, oh, we'll see what it is, what they got here?
Well, we actually have an entire class on assistive technology.
Oh, cool.
Yes, so we learn about all different types.
Do they have a lot of devices you can put your hands on, or is it more just showing you pictures and books? Because it is pretty expensive, so I didn't know what you get this.
We have some, and then there are also people in the community who use these devices who will bring them in for us if they're available to come into our class.
Or probably a resource room in the school for people, and you can go in there and check out the technologies.
Yes.
What do you hope to do upon graduation? What are you?
Right now I'm just hoping to graduate.
Yeah. Spoken like a true student there, Brittany.
True student.
Very good.
I'm not sure yet. There's a lot out there that we haven't even been exposed to yet, and this is just showing us how much there is out there. So there might be one avenue that I was thinking about, but now coming here, I'm like, well, AT sounds pretty cool now. So
what year in school are you?
This is our second year.
Second year, okay. Did you notice certain people in awe with certain devices, or are you just really kind of quickly going through and just trying to put together what's here?
Trying to put together exactly what's here.
I can dig it.
It's overwhelming.
Yes, it's very overwhelming.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you three stopped by just to give your perspective, because our users certainly, you know, want to get all aspects of it. And you can hear your cool voices on serotalk.com, serotalk.com. Three ladies from the USA. Let's hear it for USA.
Woo!
All right.